The Jasbir Vermana Show, only on Sher-e Punjab Radio, AM 600, your favorite news talk station. Unmasking the truth, discussing point of views, one voice.
ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੀ, ਸ਼ਾਮਿਲ ਹੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦਾ ਜਸਬੀਰ ਰਮਾਣਾ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਘਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਫਟੀ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਕੁ ਮਹੱਤਵਪੂਰਨ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਕੁਝ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਬਾਤਾਂ ਐਸੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਚਿੰਤਿਤ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਚੈੱਕ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ। ਖਾਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਜੇਕਰ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ BC ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ ਸਮਰ ਦੀ ਰੁੱਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਅੱਗਾਂ ਦੇ ਮੱਦੇਨਜ਼ਰ, ਭਾਵੇਂ ਉਹ ਜੰਗਲੀ ਅੱਗਾਂ ਸਨ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਫਾਇਰ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੁਚੇਤ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ। ਸਾਡੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਫਾਇਰ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਤਮ ਵਧੀਆ ਢੰਗ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਚ ਰਹੀਏ, ਘੱਟੋ ਘੱਟ ਸਾਰਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ, ਸਾਰੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦਾਅ 'ਤੇ ਨਾ ਲਾਈਏ। ਇਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ BC ਸਰਕਾਰ ਕੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਹਰੇਕ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਸੌਖੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਅਵੇਸਲੇ ਹੋਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ। ਅਸੀਂ ਵਿਸ਼ੇਸ਼ ਅੱਜ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ, ਕੁਝ ਸਮਾਂ ਮੰਗਿਆ ਹੈਗਾ BC ਦੇ ਫਾਇਰ ਕਮਿਸ਼ਨਰ ਬ੍ਰਾਇਨ ਗੋਡਲਟਨ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਹੈਲੋ ਬ੍ਰਾਇਨ, ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਜੀ।
ਗੁੱਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ, ਥੈਂਕਸ ਫਾਰ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਹੇਅਰ ਟੁਡੇ।
ਗੁੱਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ। ਫਾਇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਡ, ਐਨੀ ਨੈਚੁਰਲ ਕਲੈਮਿਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਡ, ਬਟ ਫਾਇਰ ਇਨ ਆਵਰ ਹੋਮਸ, ਵਟ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੀਕਾਸ਼ਨਸ?
Well, there's many precautions. As you know, this week is Fire Prevention Week, running October 8th through 14th. Mm-hmm. However, it'll be running a month long as we move into a smoke alarm campaign. So the theme for this year is cooking safety starts with you. Mm-hmm. And pay attention to fire prevention, which the focus is really to educate everyone about simple but important actions that they can take to keep themselves and those around them safer when cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not just a BC, it is a national campaign observed all over Canada and the U.S. during this week.
So the money that our provincial government has provided for this campaign, awareness campaign, $1.6 million, mm-hmm. where will that money go?
So the $1.6 million is through partnership with the province of British Columbia and the BC Injury Prevention Unit. We have partnered with Statistics Canada as well. And what we've done is we've looked at the communities all across the province where there's an increase in fire, increase in deaths, and the least amount of non-working smoke alarms. So in return, it'll allow the local governments to look within and focus in the areas within specific areas within each and every community to ensure that we support those homes or those most vulnerable that may not have a working smoke alarm.
Kindly elaborate the statistic part of it and the collaboration. How will that benefit the awareness campaign?
So the awareness campaign is it's going to be a robust social marketing campaign, not just social media, but social marketing, and really with a focus on our overrepresented populations, particularly our elderly over the age of 65, are 30% more likely to be injured or die from fire in the province of British Columbia. So the campaign will be focusing on those areas of the population where they're most going to be tuning in, whether it's social media, social marketing, on buses, bus stops, the news, news hours, evening news, and really trying to do our very best to educate, inform all British Columbians to check their smoke alarms.
Brian, kindly, if you have more data about, which areas of BC, is it rural or urban, residential houses where we have those kind of incidents more often? And like you said, 65 and plus, they are more likely to die. What are the areas, yes, geographically speaking, that we have fires?
So the fires have no borders and no boundaries. We are seeing really across all regions of the province an increase in fire injuries and deaths for a variety of reasons, but primarily in residential structure fires. And like I hadn't spoken to this earlier, but only 42% of the time at all reported structure fires in 2022 was there a working smoke alarm. So we know that that is an area that we must improve. We must educate all residents throughout the province of British Columbia.
So tell us everything about the smoke alarms, how often they should be checked and changed, and the batteries and everything about smoke alarms.
Okay. Well, smoke alarms, you should have a smoke alarm in all living areas of your home, but primarily outside of your bedrooms, as well as inside the bedrooms. We encourage people to sleep with their doors closed to keep the fire from coming in. But if the fire was to start in the bedroom, you'd have a smoke alarm in there to alert you, to give you the opportunity to get out. Your smoke alarms in new construction are hardwired, and they must be replaced every 10 years. They only last 10 years. If you have older construction home, your smoke alarm, again, the battery should be changed annually. Unless it's a sealed unit, then it's a 10-year shelf life as well. Your smoke alarm should be tested a minimum once every 6 months.
What was the other thing which you don't have to change at all? What was that category of smoke alarms?
The hardwired smoke alarms?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's under all new construction has hardwired smoke alarms, or if it's in renovation, you're going to have hardwired smoke alarms. However, those hardwired smoke alarms do only have a 10-year shelf life, which means they can only be installed for 10 years and they must be replaced.
Okay, this house, which doesn't have a proper smoke alarm, the faulty smoke alarm, and then fire happens and damage happens, how would the system or insurance know, or what outside people know that smoke alarm wasn't working?
Well, if you have a structure fire, once the fire has been extinguished, the fire department, whether it's rural or remote, will be coming in to check to do a fire investigation, and part of that will be to see, was there smoke alarms installed within the unit, and were they functioning?
I know many people know about this, but kindly let people know about the special makes, certified smoke alarms, and what's the tentative price in the market or anything about it?
Yeah, the prices vary depending on where you buy them. I mean, you can buy them at hardware stores. You can buy them at big box outlet stores. All the manufacturers and there's not many, they're all great detectors, because any smoke alarm that's functioning in your home is going to give you every opportunity to take the additional time to escape the home in the event that you have a fire.
You know, Brian, East Indian kitchens, they kind of cooking they do. I often seen that they smoke alarm goes, and then they, the whole family runs towards the smoke alarm with the towels and all that. So that is, to a certain extent, considered to be a nuisance. And sometimes they intentionally take the batteries out of something. I don't know. That's a stupid thing to do. Is there any balance that, after a certain level of smoke, they should run, like those kind of things?
Yeah, so if you look at the manufacturer when you buy the smoke alarm, they give you lots of education on where to install a smoke alarm. And you'd want a smoke alarm outside of your kitchen area because, in some cases people are burning food or smoke comes from the pots. And it's activating, as you say, some false alarms. And then what people may do is they may deactivate them. And then you have a fire and it's not alerting you. So ensuring that you have proper placement of your smoke alarms in your home is the key. And hence earlier I focused on making sure that they're inside and outside of all your living areas to give you every opportunity in the wee hours of the morning, in the event there's a fire, to give you the opportunity to escape.
And bedroom doors should always be closed. But, most of the time I heard that fire kills you while you're sleeping. You won't get up anyways, right?
The smoke will get you long before the fire does. The smoke alarm is proven will give you every additional opportunity to get out safely.
And lastly, you mentioned cooking safety starts with you. Of course, there's a fire in the kitchen. And what are the main precaution that one should take in the kitchen vicinity of the kitchen area and where the fire is.
Exactly. So ensuring that your kitchen cooking space is clean and tidy as you're cooking your meals. Having a lid on the counter close by. So in the event you have a fire in a pot or a frying pan or a wok or any other type of electrical device, that you can put the lid over top to smother the fire. In the event you have a grease fire, so something with oil, the lid is the best means of putting that fire out because you're smothering it. You do not want to put water on an oil fire.
Anything that I didn't ask, Brian? It's kind of valuable information that you provided us today.
Yeah, the only thing I would really encourage and ask all of your listeners on the radio here today, that please check your smoke alarm. Please take a moment and ensure that it's functioning appropriately. And take the time to call your sons, your daughters, your brothers, your sisters, your parents or grandparents that may not live in the home, and look out for them. Because in the event you're not home and no one's checked their smoke alarm, that could be a preventable injury or death.
Thank you very much, Brian. Shukriya.
Thank you very much for having me.
Brian Godelton huna ne jankari badi vadhiya tarike naal sanu ditti hai ki suba sarkar di koshish hai ki aa jada hafta hega is nu ek lihaz naal dedicate kita ja reha hai smoke alarm ਨੂੰ ਚੈੱਕ ਕਰਨਾ, ਸਮੋਕ ਅਲਾਰਮ ਬਾਰੇ ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ. ਰੇਡੀਓ, ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ, ਸੋਸ਼ਲ ਮੀਡੀਆ ਸਾਰੇ ਬੰਨੇ ਇਹਦੀ ਚਰਚਾ ਹੋਏਗੀ. $1.6 million ਸੂਬਾ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਇਨ ਪਾਰਟਨਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਵਿਦ ਦ BC ਇੰਜਰੀ ਰਿਸਰਚ ਐਂਡ ਪ੍ਰੀਵੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਰਲ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਮੋਟ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਵੇ ਫਾਇਰ ਰਿਸਕ ਰਿਡਕਸ਼ਨ ਨੂੰ. ਸਮੋਕ ਅਲਾਰਮ ਬਾਰੇ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਘਰੋਂ ਘਰ ਪਹੁੰਚਦੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਵੇ, ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ ਅਤੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰਵੱਈਆ ਹੈਗਾ ਚੱਲ ਹੋਊ, ਫਿਕਰ ਨਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਬਾਰੇ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਰਵੱਈਏ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਬਦੀਲੀ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਮਕਸਦ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ ਕੈਂਪੇਨ ਦਾ. ਅਤੇ ਇਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਟੈਟਿਸਟਿਕਸ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਰਲ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਅੱਗਾਂ ਲੱਗਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਵੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ 65 ਸਾਲ ਤੋਂ ਵਧੇਰੀ ਉਮਰ ਦੇ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਘਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ 30% ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਚਾਂਸ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਅੱਗ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਮੌਤ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਜੇ ਅੱਗ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ.
Just Be Romana Show, only on Shere Punjab Radio, AM 600, your favorite news talk station.